Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Stephen Baum has deposited with us, has given us over the last many years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is an outstanding Vistage leader, which is Stephen, tell us about Vistage. Give us a little commercial on Vistage.
I was doing coaching of business owners and CEOs for quite a few years, more than a decade, when I discovered this group that pulls together business owners who don't compete or supply each other. It's a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And our group had 14 people in it, all CEOs and business owners. And they basically coach each other with a trained business coach, in this case me, chairing the meetings and then following up with them individually. CEOs or business owners join this as members, and they come together to coach each other and put stuff on the table they can't talk to anybody else about. The wife
right.
has heard enough of it. Their team, they can't tell. The
mm-hmm.
board, they can't tell if they have a board.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't talk about
some,
this with industry
some stuff
association
you can't tell your banker.
People. That's right.
Scares the heck out of them.
Absolutely right. So the issues that come up on the table are everything from a business issue of personnel changes or money problems or whatever it is to personal situations with family members and stuff. And it's just one of the most satisfying, meaningful things a coach can do is to work with a group of these very capable business leaders and help them to bring their A game.
Mm-hmm. And that's Vistage.com?
It's Vistage International.
Vistage.com.
If you go to my website, Jim, they'll see a Vistage page.
Right.
And it explains Vistage, and it shows typical profiles of some of the members, from small business up to really big ones.
And that's Stephen with a PH, H Baum, BAUM.com, where you can find his
Stephen
book.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com.
Leadership.com. Thank you for correcting me.
Right.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com. The book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. That's Stephen's book. Stephen, in your work with these CEOs, you're helping them more and more with their stories. We've been talking about stories. How are they responding? How are your members of your roundtables? How are they responding to the concept of telling a story, having a story, and maybe needing to turn that story upside down?
Well, you start with a particular real world recent event where something happened and maybe it didn't go the way they wanted, and you get them to talk about how they interpreted the event, why they reacted the way they did, and whether they've ever had that situation where they felt that way and did that kind of thing before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go too deep into psychology and psychiatry and all that, but they usually are pretty aware that they're showing up a certain way because of something that happened. I'll give you an example of that. There's a guy who leads a financial services B2B company who comes from a relatively small town, had a chip on his shoulder, was the outsider looking in, and always felt he had to prove himself. And the way he got ahead, the way he got his first-time opportunity to run a business, was by being a bulldog, by mm-hmm. instructing and schooling everybody so they knew everything that was in his head in mm-hmm. case, lest they make a mistake. And that only gets you so far.
Mm-hmm.
And you wound up trapped in the weeds of the business. You don't have time to work on the stuff you want to work on.
He was a driver, not a leader.
Exactly right. You wind up with difficult family issues as well. We had this
conversation. I call that a casualty list.
Yeah, it is. And over the course of a few conversations, he came to realize a story he was telling and living and proving was true. That's basically, mother, I'd rather do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't lead a business by assuming that you're the only one who can do stuff. You wind up trapped in your own mm-hmm. in your own activities.
And there's
what's
nothing
happened over the
Go ahead.
What's happened over the course of several months is he's begun to give more room to run for the guys who report to him.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, all of a sudden, he isn't editing every document that goes to a customer. He isn't digging into every single situation mm-hmm. because he set the right standard. He's given these guys a chance to fail without hurting the company or, you know.
And I've got to wrap it up, Stephen, but what he's discovered is the empowerment of delegation.
Well, and what he's done with the extra time is he's now got two growth opportunities
right.
that are going to help change his business model mm-hmm. so he's not as precarious.
It works, folks. Think about your story. Tell it to somebody and see if it needs to be changed. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job, as always, today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. StephenHBaumLeadership.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.